last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Ben just mentioned there this Europol and European Union Drugs Agency survey on the consumption of drugs, and MDMA, better known perhaps as ecstasy, appears to be quite popular amongst younger Irish people. Conor Gallagher, security and crime correspondent of the Irish Times, tell us about the findings, please.
So this is a major new study by the Europol, the European Law Enforcement Cooperation Agency, the European Union Drugs Agency, into the production and use of MDMA in the bloc. And it found, looking at survey data from various countries, that Irish young people are second only to the Netherlands in their consumption of the drug, the Netherlands being one of the world's biggest manufacturers of the drug. So according to the study, which looked at the prevalence of use in the previous year amongst Irish young people in recent years, they found 6.5% of Irish people between 5 and 34 had taken the drug in the previous 12 months. That's just behind, as I said, the Netherlands, and significantly ahead of the next country on the list, the Czech Republic at 4.7%. The next one is Germany, 2.7%, and Croatia, 2.6%. So Ireland comfortably there up at the top of the table. That rate of use has also been increasing over the years. In 2012, the usage rate for Irish young people was 0.9%. So that's roughly a six-fold increase, and it's the second most used illegal drug in Ireland now, behind cannabis, although obviously significantly behind alcohol and tobacco.
Okay, more than cocaine, is it?
More than cocaine, according to this study. I believe the survey data comes from a couple of years ago. We know how cocaine has increased dramatically, use has increased dramatically in the last few years. So it's possible that cocaine has overtaken us, but according to this study, anyway, it's ahead of cocaine.
Yeah, because people sometimes say they take drugs and you don't know whether they're actually been truthful when they're answering surveys. But have we had a lot of Garda fines of MDMA over recent years? And have there also been things like sort of seizures, the things like Electric Picnic, which would give you the belief that it is a significantly used drug?
No, actually. In terms of Garda seizures, seizures of MDMA and ecstasy tablets they're not rare, but they're rarer than they would be for cannabis and cocaine and even heroin. The reason behind that is I'm not sure. It seems a lot of people buy the drug in small quantities online, and on social media for specific events, so it's possible they're coming into the postal system not in large amounts, so there's not the large seizures to be found like there would be for cocaine. We know that the major manufacturing centres for MDMA is the Netherlands and Belgium, and authorities there regularly uncover large amounts of thousands and thousands of tablets, and also dismantle the drug labs making these tablets there. But that's not something we see in Ireland.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned Electric Picnic as well, there was a report last September that there had been a lot of MDMA taken at the Electric Picnic or found or given back, and it was of very, very high doses. This is one of the problems with the drug, isn't it, as well, that you don't necessarily know what's in it or how strong it actually is.
That's right. When it comes in tablet form, obviously the user would have no insight into what percentage of the tablet is actually the active ingredient, which is MDMA. And perhaps one of the reasons the drug has increased in popularity during the 2010s was it every year it would get stronger and stronger. Now, there are some signs that trend is starting to reverse. So it reached a high of 170 milligrams, this is across the EU, by the way, of MDMA per tablet in 2019. That dropped a few years later to 144 milligrams. So the trend of ever-increasing strength seems to be reversing to a certain extent. But Europol warned that those high-strength tablets are still available out there. And we know in the last few years, the HSE have actually started offering a testing service at Electric Picnic, which presumably do it again this year. And they will test the drugs and they will send out a warning if there's a particularly strong batch going around, so people can either decide not to take them or moderate their use. And as you say, there has been some very strong examples of the drug found at those festivals.
Okay, we also have Professor Colin O'Gara with us, Head of Addiction Services, St. John of God Hospital. Is MDMA an addictive substance, Colin?
Yeah, hi Matt, absolutely. It is the answer to that is probably for some, you know, and the question is how many. So if you've, you know, millions of people taking MDMA, which millions do across Europe, how many or what percentage of those people are going to get addicted to it? I'd say the reasonable agreed figure there would be somewhere between 20 and possibly even 30%. 30 is probably a bit high. We'll say between, you know, around 20%. And the reason for that is it is a, you know, Connor mentioned there the strength. I mean, that's critical. I mean, in the past decade, the strength has gone up and up and up, and you've had adulteration from other, basically mixing of other substances like PMMA, which is a derivative of MDMA, which is also quite, you know, quite toxic. You have synthetic opioids getting into the, you know, into the stream, which has caused deaths. And you have this pink cocaine, which is
what's that?
Pink cocaine is it's a misnomer really, because in the case of Liam Payne's death, it came to the fore. I mean, it's basically a mixture of possibly ketamine and MDMA. Ketamine is huge at the moment, and I mean, in terms of the figures, all the studies, Matt, show that we're the biggest users of stimulants. Probably, you know, up like most studies for cocaine, we're the biggest users in Europe, and you know, third or fourth in the world. I would say that this story and these statistics show that you can't have cocaine on its own without these other drugs coming into the picture. And I think just the huge surge in cocaine in recent years, we're hardly not going to have ketamine and we're not going to have MDMA in the mix. And I think that's what's happening here. There's a huge market for these drugs.
Colin, could it be that
reflected?
Addiction isn't the biggest issue, but it's the toxicity of these drugs and the damage that even a one-off use might do to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's addiction, which comes to us, but also, go back to the case of the awful case of Leah Betts, who was the daughter of a police constable in the UK who took half a pill, basically, at a friend's house and ended up in ICU and subsequently died. And there was quite, you know, correctly, you know, ructions in the UK at the time because, you know, large amounts of people taking it. The landscape, Matt, in terms of poisoning has changed completely now. And you've seen that in pockets of deaths around the place and the testing at festivals and that. The problem, like if you go back 20 or 30 years, if you took an ecstasy pill, you didn't have, like unless you had this multi-organ failure, which can happen and is very rare. What's more likely to catch you nowadays is that you'll have a pill that has these other things in it, like fentanyl or nitazine, which is kind of outrageous to think that would be the case, but it does happen.
And just explain, sir, ketamine, what does ketamine do? Because my understanding of ketamine is that it's a horse tranquilizer. So what do people use it for if they're using it as humans?
Yeah, I mean, the horse tranquilizer piece is, it's you know, that's often put out there. But really what it is, Matt, is a drug that's cheap and widely available at the moment. And I mean, it's typically seen or thought to be a drug for raves or clubs or whatever. But like we've young people presenting to our clinic now who are not, you know, they're taking it in their bedroom alone because it's, you know, this is the spread with ecstasy as well, is that these drugs are so-called recreational drugs. You go back 20 years, they're all taken in a club. And that's really where, you know, it was restricted to that. But with social media now, the wide availability of drugs and the increased potency, particularly, you're catching a lot of more people in addiction. So ketamine is, you know, it's a drug that if you look across at the UK at the moment, I mean, it's classified as a class B drug over there. There's big calls at the moment to have it reclassified because of the harm. And not only mental harm, physical harm, ketamine bladder in particular is a bladder issue that we see with all, it just attacks the bladder more so than other organs. So I suppose the take home from all of it, Matt, is the fact that stimulants are a significant problem in this country. I think everybody knows that cocaine is an issue, but what these data show is that you know, MDMA and ketamine are big issues.
Well, just very briefly to finish though, Colin, and thank you very much, Conor Gallagher for the Irish Times, for having joined us. But to finish, Conor Gallagher, how does this fit with the belief that the new younger generations are far more mindful of what they consume? Alcohol consumption seems to be dropping quite dramatically. Very keen to food and fitness. So where do these drugs fit in with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I think the we've had decades of normalization of drugs and in fact glamorization of drugs, starting with cannabis, you know, smoke weed every day and those kind of messages that have really got into the heads of young people. And I think, again, this is a social media piece. The normalization of drugs is happening at a ferocious rate online. And, you know, so, you know, I have young people telling me that, you know, 95% of their cohort believe that cannabis is not a drug. So weed isn't a drug. And I have young people looking at me, you know, like, you know, not flinching. I'm in disbelief, like looking at them. But, you know, this is the, we're faced here with, you know, for me, social media has changed everything and device use. And, you know, it's the messaging is constant for young people. And they're being told that, you know, get out and take these drugs and it's fine. Whereas, as we know, it's not.
Thank you, Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services, St. John of God's Hospital.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.